And today we welcome from Montana Department of Transportation, Bob Boson. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Now, it sounds to me like you're on the road and trying to keep track of all these many projects you've got going.
I am on the road this morning, actually enjoying the fact that the smoke seems to have moved out a little bit this morning. It's a beautiful morning for a drive.
Well, let's go through some of the big projects you've got going right now, because you have several. And I don't remember seeing this many projects in such a small area all going at the same time. And just giving some drivers some fits. We're okay. And boy, the end result is going to be fantastic. I want to begin with the one I go through at least twice a day, sometimes more than that. And that, of course, is the Kalispell Bypass Foys Lake Interchange. What is going to happen here?
Well, to start with, I agree with you, it's really exciting to have so much infrastructure improvement. And that is just a huge project for us. It's really exciting to be moving on into the next phase, where we're going to have a little bit more of the Kalispell Bypass functioning in its final configuration, which is to have two lanes in each direction and a interstate-style interchange at the Foys Lake location. So, and that's the ultimate goal there, is we will have two southbound lanes, two northbound lanes with interstate-style exit ramps going down to the surface road, as we call it, or Foys Lake Road, which turns into Meridian as you get into town.
It's a complicated intersection. It always has been. How are we going to make it so that we can go to all the places we need to go once we get to the surface streets?
You know, that's a great question. What the crews are working on right now is completing the western roundabout that'll be at the bottom of the southbound ramps. Traffic currently, northbound and southbound traffic, are currently using what will eventually be the northbound off-ramp, and we're navigating the roundabout at the bottom of that ramp. And the roundabouts serve a couple purposes. Obviously, safety is the key factor, but also, one of the challenges with that area is the west side of the Kalispell Bypass will essentially have five legs coming into that roundabout because of the road going down to the South Valley View ties in, and it just was going to be a real challenging intersection if we were to try to signalize that with five legs.
Oh, yeah, that would be a mess. I can only imagine we'd be stopping and going like crazy. So now I understand that there are going to be some walls going up, some temporary walls. What's the purpose of that?
Well, just to help, similar to what's there right now, it's just to help facilitate construction where we're limited room. So we need to have something to hold us back where we need to be for the traffic to... Sorry about that. It's to facilitate the way we need to be moving traffic around to allow separate things to be built, I guess. It's kind of hard to explain without a picture.
I understand, yeah. The one thing I am noticing is a tremendous amount of dirt, big, huge, high piles of dirt. Is that to build up the roadway so that it'll be packed down so that we don't have to worry about potholes in the future?
Yeah, so a couple things going on. If you're headed south down towards Airport Road, the Airport Road roundabout, you'll notice that the crews are really doing a great job of getting the extra fill brought in there and getting it compacted for the future additional lanes south of the area. And then in the area right around the roundabout, they will have to be building some large fills to allow the bypass traffic to be able to go up and over the Foys Lake traffic. And that's where the future bridge will be built as well.
Gotcha. All right, let's move over to Highway 2 and the Dern Creek and Spring Creek roundabout there. That one is causing some folks some fits too.
Yeah, you know, that's another huge project. Very excited to get something, the improvement to that, what has been a really high crash intersection for the valley historically for years and years. So we're really excited to be bringing those improvements in. Definitely talked about moving a lot of material in a hurry. Again, a local contractor working over there, doing a great job for us, trying to get that thing put together as quick as possible. You know, definitely have had some impacts to the traveling public, but again, trying to minimize it as much as possible.
Now, that is going to be a teardrop-shaped roundabout, right?
No, that the teardrop roundabouts will be over at on the bypass. Those will be the two roundabouts, kind of teardrops facing each other. The two roundabouts at the bypass, teardrop shape, kind of look almost like a dog bone where there's a circular shape at each end. But Dern and Spring Creek will be more of a traditional four-legged roundabout, similar to what you see in other areas. But there will be, we've definitely made some improvements to the design on that Dern and Spring Creek roundabout.
Well, the guys at the Smith Valley Fire and Rescue probably will be thanking you because they won't have to be running down there and rescuing people quite so often.
Yeah, we sure hope so. You know, we have worked closely with Smith Valley, the fire rescue group. We've also worked closely with different members of the trucking industry and really trying to come up with the best solution possible for what, again, a really challenging intersection with the different grades coming into that, or the, you know, Spring Creek comes in from up above, and when you turn on to Dern, it's such a drop off down into the creek bottom there.
It sure is. We're talking with Montana Department of Transportation's Bob Boson, and the next one I want to discuss with you is what's going to happen on Highway 2 East there at West Glacier, because I understand that project is now going to move further east.
Yeah, we have been working past West Glacier. It's new to us here in Western Montana process taking place. It's a cold-in-place recycle work that we're doing, and that's from West Glacier headed east down into Nyack Flats area, and that project is simply trying to use the material that's there but revitalize it. So we're grinding up the old plant mix or the old pavement and injecting some additional materials into it and then putting it back down with a paver, and then we'll be coming over the top of that and putting a new lift of asphalt over the top of it. But exciting process. Man, that road was getting to be in pretty rough shape, so excited to have the improvements taking place up there. Again, really challenging area to work just because of the climate. And the fact of the matter is that when we can work on the road up there is when everybody wants to be up checking out Glacier Park. So it's, you know, the crews have been doing a great job working with a tremendous amount of traffic. And again, just excited to get that project underway. They're making great progress up there. Another thing that's happening as part of that project, once the paving's done, is that there's a lot of guardrail on there. That road is, you know, overlooks some beautiful river views, but man, it's some steep shoulders and stuff, so there's a lot of guardrail up there that has to be replaced. And so once the paving's done, the crews will be moving on into the replacement of all that guardrail.
Am I leaving out any of the local projects around here, Bob?
You know, there's one other project going on that hopefully isn't impacting people a whole lot because we're doing the work at night, and that's the Kalispell ADA improvements project that's taking place on some of the streets right here in Kalispell. But again, that's night work. It's a project where we're trying to make all of our or more of our sidewalk ramps and street crossings accessible for all users. So that is something you'll see some traffic control set up during the day, but we're working at night to really reduce the impacts because that work's taking place on Highway 2 and Highway 93 through Kalispell. So during the day, it's almost impossible to restrict traffic to just one lane in each direction.
John mentioned stimulus money. Would this be infrastructure money that we're talking about?
That's what I would be talking about.
Yeah. How's that going to be used, Bob?
We haven't made the final determinations yet of which projects in the area are going to be utilizing specifically the stimulus money yet. I'm trying to navigate through the new funding bills that are going to be coming out, we hopefully soon, which is our general highway transportation fund. from the federal government. We're still in a continuing resolution. So we're not really able to pick the projects that we have yet. We have some that we've got, you know, we've got our tentative plan, and but until we see all the final numbers, that we can't put anything together in a solid fashion yet. Still working on that as an agency. I can share some of the upcoming projects we have here in the Valley for sure. You know, the stimulus money would be stuff that'd be taking place probably more in the future, not immediately right in front of us this year, just because of the time it takes to develop a project. But we do have some projects that we know are coming up in the Valley here. One project for sure that started earlier this year that we have to complete that we haven't talked about yet is our what we call the Lakeside North and South project, and that is some pavement preservation work that's going to be taking place, like the name says, north and south of Lakeside. But we've pushed that work out until later this summer, early fall after Labor Day, just because of the fact that there is no way to detour traffic through the Lakeside area without having just tremendous impacts, and the length of the strings of cars that would have backed up makes the work almost impossible to get done.
Yeah.
So that's one more project in the area that will be coming up here in the relatively near future.
Now, what's the status of Highway 206? I know that's been mentioned from time to time.
Yep, you know, we're trying to wrap up we've got a couple parcels with right-of-way acquisition yet, and we are very hopeful that project will start work next summer. That's going to be slope flattening and get us some flatter slopes down to the ditches and get some shoulders on that thing. So another really exciting project that's been in the works for a while. We've just had some challenges acquiring the necessary right-of-way to be able to complete the project.
Okay. I thought it was I don't know what I thought, but I know that it's been talked about for years. So everybody's looking forward to that, except for the delay in traffic.
Yeah. Yeah. The one I would like to ask you about is Airport Road. Are we any closer to beginning that project once the Foys Lake project is done?
So we actually have some upcoming public meetings that the folks can be looking for. We're working towards the design. We're in the process of trying to decide. We've got an engineering firm on board that's looking at the intersection, actually, at Highway 93 and the Kalispell Bypass. We're seeing some delays and backups there, in addition to the Foys Lake roundabout area. So trying to figure out which project needs to be next, and unfortunately, we don't have the funding in place for either of those projects yet, but they're definitely really high on the district's district list, kind of our wish list, if you will.
One more quick one for you, Bob, and I don't know how far you can get into this one. Tonight at the Kalispell City Council work session, they're going to be talking about their Move 2040, which is how we're going to handle getting around Kalispell in the year 2040. And one of the things up for discussion, I'm sure, is going to be West Reserve. And this is a project you've been trying to help with.
It is. We've actually got a study that we're going to have completed hopefully within the next couple months here, and we're excited to be looking at figuring out a way to get a project going up there to reduce the congestion. The study is helping us by making sure that we don't miss any of the elements that a lot of people maybe don't think about, but with federal standards, we have to look at the environmental impacts. We have to look at, we're looking at the entire corridor from Highway 2 to Highway 93 all the way across West Reserve. So there's a couple bridges in there that are going to need work. So that brings in additional environmental concerns. We've also got the utilities and the impacts, the potential impacts there. So just a lot of things going on. And by getting this study done, it allows us to make sure that we've got all the preliminary boxes checked, if you will, so that when we get ready to go with a project, we can hopefully deliver something as quick as possible.
Bob Boson, is always a very informative conversation, and thank you for taking time during your travels this morning to spend time with us.
You bet. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, you
Bob.
Too.